Dave Moore on Today FM.
Burr Machine, how are things?
Only brilliant.
Great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you.
Can we start about our shared history before
our
we go any further? Because we have
the
been...
the wife listening?
Well, we've been husband and wife. We've been friends.
Yeah.
We've been... At one point, I was just reading part of lines. Anyway, Cash and Carrie Kitchens.
We were the Cash and Carrie Kitchens couple.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And it was constantly... Like, the scripts were brilliant. There were things like, you know, this kitchen isn't quite what I thought it was going to be at this stage. And then Norma would chime in with some witty line about, we should probably go to Cash and Carrie Kitchens.
It was always like the start of a bad porn. Not that I've ever watched porn.
It was.
It's just really dodgy scenarios. But we sold so many kitchens.
We did, I tell you what.
And now we sold more.
I know, and they haven't got us. But I don't know about you, but they haven't got me back.
They haven't got me back.
I hear you on loads of things.
I am Lidl.
You
so
are Lidl,
if
yes.
You're missing me, anyone out there missing me, going, who the wrong way? Carrots down from $3.99 to $2.99. Lidl, more for you.
Go yeah, for no, Lidl.
Yeah.
And are you, listen, voiceovers are a very particular thing. Like, they are very...
They are.
It's a very easy way to make a bit of money.
It is.
But it's a weird scenario.
They're hard to do.
They are hard to do.
They're money for old rope, but they're hard to do.
I think people like Norma, who are brilliant at them, I think you can treat it like money for old rope because you know exactly how to do it. I struggle sometimes when I'm in there and they say, can you try it again with a bit more oomph and slightly less ah? And I'm like, I don't know what any of this means. And I just read it again.
Give them 10 different variations. Yeah,
I remember when there was a fella who played bass. He was a session bass player in the 70s on every big record there was. Everything. And he installed a switch on his bass that did nothing. But when the guy in the recording session clicked in and went, hey, John, can you try that with a bit more? And he just got this and he flicked the switch and the guy'd hear it and go, nice. Did nothing. If you had that for your voice...
Well, what I do a lot is I throw it back at them.
Oh.
They're like, okay, can you do it a bit this and a bit that and a bit funnier and a bit faster and a bit cheese? And I go, give it to me. Give it to me.
I'll repeat what you say.
Yeah. And because I know time is money, so you want to get out of there. And also... I know I'm creative and I like to make people giggle, but I have a business head as well. Show business.
Sure.
Yeah, we've bills to pay. So I love the voiceovers because you're dealing with money.
You are.
Rather than the arts.
Yes, you are. Now, you do deal with the arts because there's lots of reasons people will know you. Obviously, you've been on every TV show, on every movie there's been around.
You throw myself into a lot of them.
You do, and brilliantly so. But are you allowed to talk about the thing that you might have been in there last week?
I did three things last week, actually. I was mad busy. Martin Bean's documentary. The big one was Young Offenders, doing
Young
a bit
Offenders,
on that.
Yeah, amazing.
Lovely. Watch this space.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the laugh I had on it.
Everyone says that.
Oh, they just let you play.
Yeah.
I can't say on air the stuff they made me improvise.
Fair.
But
much crack.
They asked me to describe the things that jangle between a man's legs in about 50 different ways. I swear to God.
Keep that for the show.
I invented new ways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Annihilated the two of them. Left them on the floor, the two lads.
That's so good.
Oh, I had a blast.
So will we see that? That's in the new season, obviously, coming up at some stage.
We'll definitely
see it. Let's talk Wine O'Clock, okay? So Wine O'Clock is your live one-woman show.
Yes.
Touring around the country, selling out venues left, right and centre. The Glore in Ennis, by the way, beautiful theatre, 21st of June. It's when you're in the corner, lads. It'll be 10, 11, 12 days away from that.
Yeah.
So go along and see Norma. But talk to us about Wine O'Clock, because Wine O'Clock is, I guess it's an assessment of where you're at right now in your life.
It is, and I am touring every venue in Ireland.
Yes.
So normashane.com, etc, etc.
Normashane.com.
Shane. It's not Sheehan, it's Shane.
I got in trouble a couple of times for mispronouncing people's names.
Yeah, you will.
Norma Shane.
Yeah,
nice. Shane.com.
You can pronounce whatever way you like once you buy a ticket.
You buy a ticket, it doesn't matter what you call her.
But Wine O'Clock, I did Shirley Valentine tour, and I toured that for 2 years with Michael Scott. He's an amazing producer, director.
Right.
And we toured all these venues, and Shirley Valentine has this audience, but I ended up living her life.
Yes.
It kind of got into me bones, and I ended up having an amicable divorce. I didn't go off to Greece
and find
costs on a thingy, but I've certainly opened up my radar.
Is it true that so you have three girls?
Three teenage girls, and they're so happy, and we've a very peaceful divorce, so get that straight to start. They were even encouraging me to get out there, yeah.
And get
so
someone.
He's living his best life, I'm living my best life.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Oh, it is brilliant. And we get on so well now, we're like colleagues raising.
See, that's amazing, because like often these things, you know, end different ways and people are hurt and it goes certain ways, whatever. But when I hear stories of people who can manage for whatever circumstances they're in, to make it work this way. It fills me with such joy.
I love it. And the show then is about a lunatic called Norma. Well, it's me, basically, who is trying to get back out there. Now, the last time I dated Dave was the 90s and there was no phones.
No, so everything's very different now.
So I didn't know how to use the apps. And my sister was like, you're grand in O'Leary, you can put the 10-kilometre radius, you'll be able to sample all the different continents. She's down the country, she needs the 50-kilometre radius to avoid the cousins.
So you're learning all these
little
tricks.
All these tips, yeah. You have to put age barriers on as well. because, you know, you'd have 20-year-old lads.
And what would be wrong with that now?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be into... But the young lads are mad into a bit of stewing beef, but they
but I'm your words, not mine.
Obviously you're cooking it for them.
Of course.
I would like to keep a 10-year radius higher.
Either side, that makes sense. Side. Yeah, yeah. Because you're sharing life experiences then, and you've got more in common.
I'm actually off the apps now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because as my friend said to me, she goes, sure, if you're on the apps, you might as well become a sex worker, because if you're on the apps, you're a sex volunteer. No, not me. I didn't get past first base with most of them.
But that's what they can be. Right.
Were you ever on it?
No, I'm not, because I'm the same one for 25 years.
You can live through me.
Yes.
Like, that's
what Wine O'Clock is. The show is about your experience of getting out there and all the things, isn't it?
And the bottom line is the apps aren't great. Yeah. A handful of people find someone on the apps. But sure, I have a sister and she was saying, crinies, we'll have to bring in no sex before marriage again, because you can't get a fill off the apps, not the aisles. Yeah.
And so is the audience, you would think then, for Wine O'Clock similar to the Shirley Valentine audience? Is women of a certain vintage who love
and identify with... So those women are coming back because they love Shirley Valentine.
Are they bringing the lads with them?
Well, one friend, she's a friend now because she's come three times. She came with her friends, then she came with her family, and then it's over 18s, but her
older siblings, family, yeah.
And then she brought her husband back so he'd learn a thing or three.
Stop the lights.
So it's a little bit cheeky, the show is.
Good.
Where was I the other day? And we had a load of... there was like people in their 20s that came in.
Okay.
It's a wide range. People are just... It's basically... Sorry, no, Dave. But the world's gone mad.
It is gone mad. You're absolutely right.
You know, the show is tragic comedy as well. Mm. And we need to reduce the tragedy at the moment and up the comedy.
100%. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Like, even I was filming on Young Offenders the other day. And where did I go after it? Up to my friend's removal in Cork. The lovely girl, Ellen Cassidy, who died in the marathon.
In the marathon?
Yeah, friend of the family.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so it's... And like yesterday, I was having a great day out. And then you tune into...
You tune into Greta the news and, the gang, and Greta and everything,
So we need to get out. We need to laugh. And
it does a lot for our souls.
If I don't make you laugh, you get your money back.
She's guaranteeing that. Norma, couple of things. Wants to know, does Norma voice Fionnuala Fibre O'Farrell Flynn as well?
I don't. She sounds mad. Who's she?
Fionnuala Fibre O'Farrell Flynn, I think. I could be wrong, Connor, but I think she's like a Muppet.
I can do Muppet.
She's like a Muppet who advertises broadband, I think.
No, sorry, not me.
And Monica says, Dave, you were the best in I'm a Quality Potato. Yes, this was the TV show, The Fear. You know, Jennifer Zambrani's TV show or whatever. I was on that. Stitched up by my former co-host, Dermot Whelan. I was dressed as a potato. I was bouncing on a trampoline and it was all a big setup. It was... If you want to ever laugh at me, go and look that up on YouTube.
That's a low. I haven't even dressed as a spud.
Oh, it was bad.
I've done many things.
Come here, you have a daughter doing junior cert, right?
Do you?
I have a son doing junior cert.
Great.
Let me ask you this.
You have 11 children, do you?
I have 11 and a half children, yeah. Four of them, yeah. But the eldest fella is doing the junior cert. Now, I've never met a more relaxed, horizontal person when it comes to state exams than this fella, right?
Yep.
Yesterday evening, we've been out, it was a busy day, the family been out different places, mini leagues. My daughter won the mini leagues. I was coaching her. It was what a way to go out. It was great. My other son was playing golf. My other son was at home. Tesco was arriving. He was doing study, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, perfect family. Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. Yeah. He came in as we were eating our Chinese takeaway. And he had a laptop in his hand and he said, "Here, Dad," and I was expecting I've got science in the junior cert tomorrow. Can you do a quiz with me on study clicks, whatever? Yeah. He went, "Can you sign me into Netflix on this?" I was like, it's 6 o'clock. On a study night. I was like, why Netflix? And then in my brain I was going, maybe there's something to do with science on Netflix. Yeah, yeah, and he was like, oh, I just want to watch some TV show. I was like, how can you... Are you ready for science? Oh, fine. Yeah,
I can beat you on that.
Go on.
So obviously Netflix will be on and music. So the three screens while you're studying.
Yeah.
Yesterday, urgently need you. So I was in the shop, so I got back, jumped into the car. We need to drive about 10 kilometres up the road to pick up this dress. Now, when I say dress, bikini with a few strings on it.
Okay.
For a disco on Friday night.
That was the end of the thing.
Now, this is Sunday when she's got science and what was the other one today? Science and business today.
Science and business.
She's two today.
Yeah. And then she's worrying about the dress.
I thought it was stationary. I thought it was ask me questions. You know, I thought she was having a breakdown. No.
Just get the dress. Well, my wife turns a roundy birthday on Thursday, and this fella's finished his university on Thursday. So I'm like, okay, we're all going out for dinner to celebrate my birthday. He's like, well, I'm going to the beach for a party. I was like, what's coming down on this one?
Is he your eldest?
Yeah.
I know, you need to let him go. Cut the cord. And I hope the missus now doesn't start crying when she's to cut the cord.
Oh, those God, memories? No, she's not one of those.
Oh, great.
She's cut that cord long.
I don't have sons or brothers, but like those women who start crying when the son turns his back.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's none of that in our house. Right. Yeah, there are two of them fighting each other. I believe you have a party piece. Now, I haven't been told what this party piece is.
Yeah.
I've been told that you're going to do it, and then I'm going to try and emulate whatever it is you do.
Oh,
so,
you
happen
to hope.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, well, I have a couple of them.
Oh.
So I'm not sure. I'll start with this one. This one is, you know the alphabet.
I do, I've heard of it, yeah.
So, and I'm ADHD, LMNOP, QRSTUV.
Okay.
But I can also say the alphabet backwards, so.
Go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Wow!
Go, try it.
Give me a round of applause first for that. That's incredible. Okay, so the alphabet backwards. ZYXWVUTSQRQ. You're giving me hints now. This will take forever.
Yeah, MLK.
No, fail.
Yeah, fail.
Fail. What's the other one?
The other one is I can sing or talk and burp. And actually, I had an audition for Game of Thrones once, right? And it was for a herpes-ridden prostitute who could sing happy birthday and burp. So I put on my corset, I drew on my cold sores, and I into the tape, because it was all tapings.
Yeah.
I went, happy birthday.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and even my friend was one of the casting people, so I'm like, I am so in here.
You've literally got
no one else could look like a herpes ridden prostitute that can sing happy birthday and burp, right?
And
didn't get the part.
How could there be somebody better than you than that?
I think the part got cut. My taping was so bad.
I don't remember it being there in the show, so yeah, definitely. Yeah. Listen, Norma, it's an unbelievable pleasure to have you in. It's been forever. Can I ask you one quick final round question I ask all my guests? I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you?
I don't wash my legs, but I've great legs, Steve. Mm. Oh, I have great legs, and I've started tanning them recently for the show.
Right.
And get them out there. So you have to get the loofah and scrub them down.
Gotcha. So this is in preparation for a bigger deal. But if you're hopping in for a 3-minute shower, you ain't.
No, but I have my legs out 12 months a year, to avoid the menopause. I like to keep cool, keep naked. So I do mind my legs. I do wash my legs.
Fair play to you.
My legs are my best asset.
There you go. Norma Shane. Go to normashane.com. See where she's playing. Ennis in Glore on the 21st of June is the next one coming up. Do not miss 1 o'clock.
Worth Norma. Seeing it just to see my legs.
There you go. Just for the legs alone, it's worth it. Thanks so much for coming in.
Bye.
Slán, Norma.
Dave Moore on Today FM.